Okay, welcome back. And we're going to have some fun the next 2 hours. But I have an update on this Fukushima Daiichi fuel rod story I want to do for you before we begin our time with David Oates. First, let's say hello to David. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great, mate. How are you?
Well, hanging in there, as always. You know the game.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Do.
Now, last hour, I went into great detail with Joel Skousen about a report we have from Euronews.com that TEPCO, now listen carefully, has postponed for a second time the beginning of the attempt to remove over 1,500 fuel rods, most of them spent, 1,300 spent, around 200 brand new, from the spent fuel pool at the Reactor 4 BWR Mark 1 reactor building in Fukushima Daiichi. All right, that's building 4. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of the Euronews video from whence this story came. I can find, and I want to tell you right now, I've been looking, others have been looking, for confirmation from any other source that TEPCO has indeed postponed Monday's start of the removal, the attempted removal, of the fuel rods from that spent fuel pool. Now, here's a little bit of the video from Euronews, which I, frankly, am not familiar with, but take a listen.
The operators of the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant have postponed the extremely complicated and difficult task of removing damaged atomic rods. Video footage from this robot has revealed new leaks within the damaged reactors, meaning the rods now can't be taken out as planned. One of the fuel assemblies was damaged as far back as 1982, when it was mishandled during a transfer and is bent out of shape.
Okay, bent out of shape, an interesting choice of words. I'm going to make some suggestions here. I'm going to suggest that this story is incorrect, and I'll tell you why. First of all, the reporter identified the reactors as the site of the activity to remove the fuel rods. He's wrong. Nothing to do with the reactors. This has to do with the spent fuel pool in Building 4, which is adjacent to the reactor. Same big room, totally different ball of wax. Now, the other thing that bothers me about this is that he is citing in his text, and you heard it, that the robot that they sent down to take a look in one of the reactors has found holes in the containment out of which enormous amounts of water are pouring. And he said that is causing the postponement. I completely disagree with him. I think he's wrong. I think he's confused. And until and unless I get confirmation from multiple other sources, I'm going to put this in the gray basket. I am, at this point, going to say that it's probably 50-50, that they are going to go ahead on Monday and begin this process. Now, that said, let me play this again for you. Now, listen to what the man says and compare it with what I've suggested.
The operators of the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant have postponed the extremely complicated and difficult task of removing damaged atomic rods. Video footage from this robot has revealed new leaks within the damaged reactors, meaning...
Okay, the damaged reactors have nothing to do with the project of removing the spent fuel rods. That's a given. All right, so I think this man is confused. There was a postponement a week to 10 days ago. I think he's tied that in with this new development of finding leaks in the containment. And those leaks, by the way, in the containment of a reactor were found not in Building 4, but in Building 1. So I think he has his facts wrong. I think this report is erroneous, and I'm going to go online and continue looking. But that's my position right now. Be that as it may, what we've laid out for you tonight is the essential truth of the impossibility of the task that they're going to begin attempting to do on Monday with unskilled amateur workers. All right, I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. If any of you find confirmation of this Euronews video report, by all means, try to let me know if you can. All right. Okay, let's get on to other things. I'll keep you updated during our next 2 hours as I find information, and we will follow it for you. Now, David John Oates and I go way back. David goes 30 years back with reverse speech. He is the man who discovered it, who has perfected it, who has literally almost 10,000 examples on his website at reversespeech.com. What we're going to hear tonight are some new reversals of Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru, and many other things as well. So, David, first of all, as you watch the world from down there in Oz, it's got to be kind of mind-boggling to see all the evil and the what's going on almost defies description with words.
Yeah, it certainly does. I'm very glad I'm down here in Australia where we're out of all that fray. Although, you know, Australia does get involved, but pretty crazy times. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Okay. What do you want to start with tonight on our reverse speech journey?
I was thinking about all that. I got quite a few little goodies for you tonight in the 2 hours. I want to cover the reversals on the Ramses probably in the second hour, seeing the results of that indictment that's now been made public, where the grand jury have voted to indict the Ramses in the death of their daughter, JonBenet. So we're going to revisit that probably the second hour. I've got some reversals on Obama talking about the Affordable Health Care Act from a couple of days ago. I did those last night, and we've got a whole other bunch of little goodies here and there. So it's going to be a bit of a action-packed field night tonight. But I want to start off with a really cute little reversal. This is just a really cute one. It was my birthday a couple of weeks ago.
And, oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And a client is wishing me happy birthday. Here we go.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
58, I am.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, where she has that little laugh right here.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
She says, Dave's happy. You hear that?
That's cute. Yeah, play it again. It sounds most clear in his first run. That's very cute.
Yeah, let's run the forwards again. Here's the forwards.
Happy birthday. Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
58 I am.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and here's the reversal again. Dave's happy.
Very nice.
Yeah, nice, cute little reversal.
Indeed.
And I like it because it comes in the laughter. It just shows to show that reversals can occur in any random sound.
I don't remember ever hearing one in laughter before. That's very cute.
Oh, really? Oh, I've got a couple of them in laughter. I'll pull some out. All right. We're going to move on to an interesting reversal on Dick Cheney, who was recently in the press saying that he had some device removed from his heart pacemaker because he was afraid that it was going to be hacked into some radio transmitting device. So that's a bit of background for this clip on Dick Cheney. So here's the forward.
And we'd be much more effective today negotiating with the Iranians if we'd taken out that Syrian reactor 7 years ago.
And here he says, they plan to get you.
They plan to get you.
There it is.
Refinement,
nice and clear. That's his worry, his fear that he's going to be targeted.
Uh huh. Play that again, David. That was very interesting. I like that.
Okay. So here's the forward.
And we'd be much more effective today negotiating with the Iranians if we'd taken out that steering reactor 7 years ago.
Here it is in reverse at 3 speeds. And he had I'm trying to remember what the story was. He had some transmitting device in his pacemaker that he had removed because he was afraid it would be hacked into.
It's been shown that that those devices can be messed with and actually shut off by nefarious forces with EMF Microwaves or EMF, they can shut them off at distance.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, there's the music. We'll be back after this, I guess.
Very good, and we shall. David John Oates and Reverse Speech, the wonderful world of reverse speech, in just a few minutes. Okay, back with David on this Friday night, and that was a very interesting reversal, crystal clear from Dick Cheney. Okay, yep. David, onward.
All right, here's one from Netanyahu. Let's run this one forward.
I urge Secretary Kerry not to rush the sign, to wait, reconsider.
And here we say, give us Syria.
Give us Syria.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that is a bit of a wow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Let's do that again, please. That's worth it.
Yep. Okay, so here's the forward.
I urge Secretary Kerry not to rush the sign, to wait, reconsider.
Here it is. Give us Syria.
Give us Syria. Give us Syria.
Wow.
Jeez, that's
well, that shows you where they're at, eh?
That's hell yes, that's what they want. That's the whole thing. They yep. want Syria. That's yep. been the game from the beginning. Destabilize it, tear it apart yep. internally, and own it. And that's how they did their job with Iraq and Libya and everything else.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, very very pointed reversal. So, okay, we're going to move over. Here's an interesting one on Michael Moore. We'll just do this one quickly, then we'll go over to some Obama.
The majority of Americans want the rich to be taxed.
And he says, I see the spirit now.
As you still look no. As you still look no.
And again.
I
was getting into the swing of the speech or whatever. He's
mm-hmm. All right. I feel that spirit move me. It's moving through me.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, well, look, okay. We've seen what you had a little hallelujah. Here's Naomi Wolf, activist. Let me run this one.
So a round of applause to Colin King and all of you patriots. Destroy the Patriot Act. Take back our country.
And here she says, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Praise the Lord.
Interesting.
There you go. We're getting into the spirit there, guys.
Now that's Naomi Wolf. I wonder if she's a Christian.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Here's another one on Naomi Wolf. Well, let's play this one. This may only compound that question. Now, here's the forward. Oops, why is that not playing? Ah, well, wouldn't you know, my software's frozen up on me. Okay, I just got to shut it down and open it back up again.
No problem. Yeah, it is very interesting to hear some of these political figures. Now, Dick Cheney is almost always congruent, and certainly the evil Netanyahu would probably almost, I can't imagine him not being congruent. They make no bones about what they're after.
absolutely. Yep. All right, so here's the other one on Naomi Wolf.
I want my country back! I want it back!
And she says, God is stuck.
God, he's stuck! God, he's stuck! God, he's stuck!
God is stuck?
Yeah, that country's going down the tube. God's stuck, he's not helping us, is how I interpret that.
That's a very interesting one.
Yeah, so that's the opposite of praise the Lord, both on Naomi Wolf. So there you go.
I'm going to do a little search here. Let's see if we can find out if Naomi is a devout Christian or not. Naomi.
That would be nice to know that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, while you're doing that little search, here's an interesting one. This may shut up some conspiracy theorists. This is Sirhan Sirhan. He killed Robert Kennedy. Here we go.
I heard in the choking and that commotion. I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
The writings of a maniac.
Here he says, I'm a murderer and show my gun. The reason why I say that might shut up conspiracy theorists because there's nothing in there about anyone else being involved, you know.
Now this again, who was that?
Sirhan Sirhan, he killed Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I mean there was no one else with him. That was just him talking.
Exactly correct.
Nobody asking him questions, nothing. He was just making a statement.
Oh, yes, I think that was an interview from a jail, from inside jail.
Okay, could you just for fun play that for me one more time?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Reversal. So here's the forward.
I heard in the choking and that commotion. I don't remember that.
On May 18th last year, you were sitting and writing in your room.
There are the writings of a maniac.
So he is being interviewed. You can hear the reporter there.
Yeah, and the part of the reversal is not the interviewer. It's Sirhan.
No, it's just right. Sirhan. I'm a murderer and show my gun.
Okay.
Quite clear reversal.
David, I hear him say, I'm the murderer.
Oh, the murderer. Oh, okay. Let's say it
take
again.
A listen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yep. You're absolutely right.
And I think the second part, I think I hear, please play it one more time.
Yep, sure.
Okay. I think what he says is, I am the murderer, and show my hand.
Show my hand. Oh, okay. Let's try it again. Oh, I can hear that.
And I show my hand.
That just only adds more emphasis behind what my initial reaction was to the reversal. This is wasn't a conspiracy. He was he did it by himself.
Or I do think that's what he said. I am the murderer and I show my hand. In other words, I'm showing my hand. I'm the murderer. I'm fessing up. Or, David, remember the mind control people are pretty damn good. He still believes it. He still thinks he was the only one there, even though we know there were 9 shots fired, far more than his gun was capable of doing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There were bullet holes in the walls, and they shut that room down, and they cleaned out all the inconvenient evidence.
Wow.
Well,
if he's a mind control guy, he's not aware of it.
No, he doesn't know. But Kennedy was shot... a security guard named Thane Caesar, who was just behind him in perfect position to shoot him behind the ear. Sirhan was in front of him. It's pretty tough to get a bullet to do a 180-degree sweep and come back and hit Robert Kennedy behind the ear. So, very interesting, though. Thank you for playing that again. I think that's a classic. All right. But that could be another example of mind control and how it sticks forever.
Could very well be.
All right. Good job, David.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, sir.
We'll come back with Obama.
All right. Come back with the Oreo cookie from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in just a few minutes. Okay, and back with David Oates, reverse speech. Naomi Wolf apparently is formerly Jewish. However, she had what she feels to be a profound encounter with Jesus during a hypnotherapy session. This is from Salon Magazine. She says, okay. But even by her dizzying standards, the interview Wolf gave to Scotland's Sunday Herald this weekend was truly outlandish. In it, she claimed that during a therapy session to treat writer's block, she took on the spirit of a 13-year-old boy and saw Jesus Christ. "I'm sure it was Jesus," Wolf told the Herald, describing him as this figure who was the most perfected human being that there could be, full of light and full of love. She continued, "I was a 13-year-old boy sitting next to him and feeling feelings I'd never felt in my lifetime. Feelings of a boy being with an older male who he really loves and admires and loves to be in the presence of." Wolf was raised Jewish, did not indicate to the paper that her vision had led to conversion to a particular religion. She said there are a lot of people out there just waiting for some little Jewish feminist to cross over. "I don't claim to get where this is, this being fits into the scheme of things, but I absolutely believe in divine providence now. Absolutely believe God totally cares about every single one of us intimately." Well, all right. So
there you go. There's the praise of the Lord.
Huh? Indeed. You want to play it again?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Yeah, I'll get it up. Hang on. Yeah. This is. Here we go. Forward.
A round of applause to Code King and all of you, patriots, destroy the patriarch, take back our country.
And here it is.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Man, you know, you can hear, David, you can hear every letter of every word she says.
Yeah, you can. That's a really clear reversal.
It doesn't get any more clear than that. We've heard a lot of them. That's right up there in the top 1%. Perfectly.
And these are all reversals so far found by my analyst. I haven't played one that I found yet. We're going to get to some in a second, actually.
Well, good job to you analysts out there. Wonderful work.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another one found by my analyst. This is the first of the Obama reversals I'm going to play. This is from his weekly address on October the 19th. Here's the forward.
Remember, our deficits are shrinking, not growing. Second, we should finish the job of fixing our broken immigration system.
Yeah, right, Vaughn. Excuse my editorialization.
God, I just want to puke when I hear the lies. The lies never stop.
Interesting you use that word, because reversal says the lies that's in it. There we go.
The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it. The lies that's in it.
There you go.
Yep.
Lies never stop. So here's the fours. We'll play the fours again.
Remember, our deficits are shrinking, not growing. Second, we should finish the job of fixing our broken immigration system.
Okay, the lie is that's in it.
The lie is that's in it. The lie is that's in it.
There it is.
The lie is that's in it.
It's all lies.
So there you go. Yeah.
The guy can't open his mouth without lying.
All right. Well, we're going to play some verses that I found now. This is I was getting ready for your show last night, and I thought, I don't have enough Obama. So I went on to whitehouse.gov and found a speech he did on the this week on the Affordable Health Care Act. I didn't have time to do the whole speech, so I had to get the speech eventually.
The Affordable Health Care Act, that's a humorous line in and of itself. Obamacare. He'll never live it down.
All right. So let's see if I've still got it. I haven't done remedial verses for over a year. I've been so busy with my private practice. Okay, so here's the forward.
About 1 million Americans who successfully made it through the website now qualify to buy insurance, but haven't picked a plan yet. And there's no question that if the website were working as it's supposed to, that number would be much higher.
This one says, fed them the shock.
Fed them the shock.
Oh, yeah.
Fed them the shock.
Yeah.
Fed them the shock.
Yeah, that's what they did. Fed them a shock.
Sure did.
A shocking debacle.
Exactly.
Now, this one's actually, the first two words of this reversal are really quick, and I almost didn't include it, but decided I would, because it's a blatant lie. So listen to the forward.
I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought that it wasn't going to work.
And here he says, I could see mess.
I could see mess.
Do you hear that one?
I could see a mess?
Yes, exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could see mess.
There it is.
I could see mess.
So, he's saying, I wouldn't be stupid enough to go out and advertise it, but yet, in reversal says, I could see a mess. And so, he obviously had some prior knowledge that there was some problems. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you know that federal government is supposed to open such things as website design for Obamacare and other to the general public, so everyone can bid on it. They entertained only one bid. They would allow no one else to submit bids on constructing this website, and the company that got the bid, I think it's CG something, happens to be a company either owned or directed by one of Michelle Obama's college buddies, another black woman. So,
oh dear.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. All right. Here's the next one. On the forward.
Making sure the seniors got more discounts on the prescription drugs. There were a whole bunch of stuff that we did well over the first 3 years.
And he says, I'll lead you with us.
I'll lead you with us.
You hear that one?
I can't get that one.
You can't get that one?
No, let's go right through the break, Brett. I want to stay on that one. Now, what do you think you hear, David? I'm not where David is. I'm listening a long way away on the
telephone. No, and I'm actually talking to my mate Jeff, my right hand man. He tells me the reversals aren't coming over as clear on the phone line as what when he listened to them all this morning. So that's interesting. So this either says, I'll lead you with fuss, or I led you with fuss.
With stuff?
Fuss, F-U-S-S, as in fuss, chaos.
Oh, I'll lead you with fuss. I'll lead you with chaos. I'll confuse you all. Okay, I'll lead you with fuss.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right.
I'll lead you with us.
You can't hear that one, Jeff?
I hear... I'll lead you with us. I don't hear the F in there anywhere.
Are you hearing a P?
No, us. I'll lead you with us.
I'll lead you with us, okay?
I'll lead you with us.
Huh.
I'll lead you with us.
Huh.
I'll lead you with us.
All right, well, we'll let the listeners decide on that one.
That's right. It's your call, folks. Whatever. I don't hear the F right. in front of the U.S., but that could be there.
Okay. All right. So here's Obama talking about the Affordable Health Care Act again.
But the bottom line is insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014, and Americans whose plans have been canceled can choose to re-enroll.
And here he says, now broke. Now that one's clear. You can hear that one, right?
Yeah,
so is it means broke as in no money, or broke as in broken, as in not working?
That's an interesting thing to ponder.
So here's the forwards again.
But the bottom line is insurers can extend current plans that would otherwise be canceled into 2014, and Americans whose plans have been canceled can choose to re-enroll.
Okay, so now broke.
Now it's broke.
Yep. Absolutely. So I want to point out the common theme here. We got shock, mess, broke. Okay. I can't play that one. Damn. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Let me just say, Brett, let's try EQ these and push the highs. I think we might be able to hear it. They're sounding a little muddy. Let's push it up on the high end and see if that helps. They're good enough,
yeah,
David. Believe me, it's not a problem.
Yeah, let me turn my highs up too and see if that makes any difference. Yeah. All right. Here's one. The one I can't play. All this is on my website, folks. So you can get on my website. It was uploaded this morning, and it uses the F word.
Wait a minute. How important? I mean, I can warn people. They don't have to listen. If it's really an important one, the F word is as common now as raindrops. So.
All right. Well, if you want me to play it, I'll play it.
Well,
okay,
play the forward part of it. Is that where the F word is?
No. The F word's in the backwards.
All right. Well, let's hear the forward.
Okay.
So our prayers are with the Filipino people and with Filipino Americans across our country who are anxious about their family.
And here he says, oh, you blank us up.
Oh, you fuck us up.
You got that?
Yeah, I got it. It's a past tense, as in F-U-C-K-E-D.
Yep.
I wonder what he's bitching about.
Yeah, well, he's got some beef with the Filipino people. His compassion for the typhoon is not genuine.
He has no compassion. The man is a machine. He's a sociopath.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. All right. Okay, here we have another one. Here we go.
So our prayers are with the Filipino people and with Filipino Americans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm playing the wrong one. I'm playing the same one I just played. Okay, here we go.
I'm not going to walk away from 40 million people who have the chance to get health insurance for the first time, and I'm not going to walk away from something that has helped the cost of health care grow.
And here he says, the poor, they get smashed. Did you hear that one okay?
No, that's hard. That's a hard one for me. What's he saying, David?
The poor, as
the poor.
In P-O-O-R, they get smashed.
The poor, they get smashed. Okay, let's try that again.
Let's
hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that. Okay.
I'd go with it. I'll tell you, folks, thanks, Brett. It's much better, and that's much better, David. We just got to remember to push the top end up. You can hear the clarity much better. I would suggest to all of you, if you ever have a chance, if David comes back to the States and goes on tour with Reverse Speech, go, and if you have to drive 200 miles, do it. When you hear these in a room from his computer through a good audio system, your hair will stand up on end. They are so clear. It's amazing.
Clear as day. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be doing America next year sometime. Probably June or July, I'm thinking.
Well, you're going to have to come up here.
Oh, well, I will. You can bet your bottom dollar on that, Jeff.
All right.
He's coming to see you for sure.
There you go.
All right. Okay, let's move on to a couple other Obama ones. They'll do for the Obama Health Care Act. And here's one. I don't know if I played this one on your show last time or not. Anyway, if I did, it's a good one to hear or to hear again.
Sure.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
And he says our money and our skills suck.
Our money and our skills suck.
And there he is talking about Affordable Health Care Act. So it's a shock, it's stuck, it's a mess, and he's fully aware of all of this. All his fine words really mean absolutely nothing because he's aware it's a mess, and he's trying to sell it to us anyway. So there you go. And our money and our skills suck really, really sum up the whole theme around this. Okay.
Very good. All right. That's a good batch of stuff already. Wow, good.
All right, so here we have another one on Obama. Here we go.
And you don't suggest that somehow a health care bill that you don't agree with is destroying the republic or is a grand socialist scheme. You know, if you disagree with certain aspects of it, tell us what you disagree with and let's work on it.
Okay. So,
He's such a great guy. Just tell us what you disagree with, and we'll straighten it out. What a crock! This country has never been more deceived or lied to in its history.
Yeah, his reversals are atrocious. The ones that I've looked at him over the last 4 years. So, and it's a shame I've been off the case for a couple of years. I've just been so busy with my private professional work. All right. So this will be funny, yet need socialists. And Mary, he's in the forwards, he's saying, oh, this is not a socialist scheme. And he says, this will be funny, yet need socialist.
This will be funny, yeah. Need socialist. This will be funny, yeah. Need socialist.
This will be funny, yet need socialist.
Yeah.
This will be funny, yeah. Need socialist.
I think he's saying, this will be funny, yeah. Y-E-A-H. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. So let's run the forward, and then you'll get the context.
And you don't suggest that somehow a health care bill that you don't agree with is destroying the republic or is a grand socialist scheme. You know, if you disagree with certain aspects of it, tell us what you disagree with, and let's work on it.
This will be funny, yeah, need socialist.
This will be funny, yeah, need socialist.
Yeah, there it is.
See, there's his agenda. He's a socialist, a communist socialist.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what this is all about. So,
absolutely.
Well, the reversals, once again, show us the truth.
You hit the nail right on the head, Jeff. We've had a few revealing reversals tonight, haven't we? Syria,
yes, sir.
Give us Syria and the Cheney. And then you have Obama admitting in reverse that the Affordable Health Care Act is a socialist scheme, okay? And I don't know whether I played this one on your show last week or not. We'll play it again if I did.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit, which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
And he says, you're all pathetic.
So all pathetic. So all pathetic. So all pathetic.
Wow. There he is. That's him. That's him, folks.
Yep. Show
what arrogance. What dripping condescension. This man is a real case. And if you know anything about what he has been accused of being a younger man, and even back in his Chicago days, this won't come as a surprise to you. You're all pathetic. Yeah. He had contempt, disdain for people. He must be, you know, he must be laughing and laughing and laughing, going on these trips, party time once a week, big White House parties. Everybody comes up there to lick his boots and kiss his wallet. It's enough to make you sick. This what a disgrace our country has become.
Yeah, let's play that again. I think it really sums it all up. Here we go.
First of all, you're not saving money by not paying your mortgage. You're just a deadbeat. And you can anticipate that will hurt your credit, which means that in addition to debt collectors calling, you're going to have trouble borrowing in the future. And if you are able to borrow in the future, you're going to have to borrow at a higher rate.
And here's the reversal. There you go. No secrets in reverse speech, folks.
None. Nope. None at all.
See into the soul of the speaker and determine their motives and their agenda and who they really are.
Hey, I've known David for 20 years. I have never, ever come across an example of reverse speech which was incorrect.
Never.
Have you? No.
Never.
It's the reality of people. It's who they are. It's what they are.
Yeah.
It's their subconscious.
In fact, I can say with great certainty that I believe it to be 100% accurate. I use the figure 100% very deliberately. Now, I don't always get 100% success using it in therapy. Okay? Therapy is a whole different kettle of fish altogether, but the information contained in reverse speech is accurate. The truth it communicates is the truth.
Yep.
And I firmly believe that. I have seen it over and over and over again, and I've made numerous public predictions over the years of political events, and they've always panned out. The latest one was Syria, where I said we weren't going to go into Syria, and we didn't. And that's when everyone was banging the war drum, saying America's going to start
any
missiles any day now.
Yeah.
So, yep. All right. Okay, let's play a... here's a cute little one. This is a video that went viral on YouTube. It's some woman talking about her cat.
I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want them in a bow tie. I want them to be on a rainbow and in my bed, and I just want a house full of them, and I just want them to roll around.
I don't know why you get so emotional over a cat. It just says in the verse, and I love the wolf.
And let's love the wolf.
And let's love the wolf. Sorry. I'll play it again.
And let's love the wolf.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. And let's love the wolf.
Yeah. How does that interface with her cat loving?
I think wolf is a common metaphor in reverse speech.
Yeah, I know.
She's using it as a comfort,
makes sense.
Her, keeping her safe.
And
the cat is her little her little toy, and the metaphor of it makes me feel comfortable and cozy and nice. I love the wolf.
Very good. All right, we're just about out of time this hour. We have another whole hour to go with David, and so stand by. And if you're new to this, he has a wonderful home study course on this. It's very simple. It's fun. And we'll talk about the software now, too, which literally allows you to record anything you want, download it to your computer, and the software will basically show you where the reversals are.
And the app, Jeff, that's going to be out in a couple of weeks now.
The app, too.
Yeah,
it's all there. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay, we'll do that and much more with David, John Oates, and the incredible world of reverse speech in just a few minutes. Okay, here we go. Back with David. And all of you folks who are sitting on the edge of a weekend, hope it's a nice one for you. We have another hour of fabulous, fascinating reverse speech examples. Now, if you'd like to hear more, go to David's website 24 hours a day. You can hear almost 10,000 of them. ReverseSpeech.com, real simple. Don't believe it? Go listen. Spend a half an hour. You might end up spending more than that. Listen. Just listen.
Considerably more than that.
You bet. You bet. All right. Okay, my friend, onward.
All right. We're going to look at the JonBenet Ramsey case now. I'm seeing that's back in the news again. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the case, because it's 17 years, 18, 17 years now. So in December of 1996, 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey was found murdered in her family home. Suspicion fell on the parents, and it went in and out of investigations and all sorts of rigmarole, and eventually no one was charged with the crime. So we're going to start off with JonBenet. She was a beauty queen, 6-year-old beauty queen. And here she is singing a song. Backwards it says, "Mummy, now I know evil." You hear that one there, Jeff?
That's pretty creepy.
Pretty creepy, yeah. You know what? That's the thing coming out of a 6-year-old girl. All right. Let me see. I'm going to gradually build the picture, I think. So let's start off with go straight to this one. This is JonBenet's mother, Patsy, the police were saying that it was someone they knew that came in the home that did this. And she's saying, "I don't think we've ever knowingly met anyone who could be that evil."
"I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious."
"Oh, this vicious, sorry." And backwards, she says, "I'm the only one."
I'm the only one.
Now that is just disgustingly clear. This woman, play it forward and let's just listen to her lie. If you listen, you'll hear the disingenuous sounds in her voice. She's lying. You can hear it in the forwards.
Yep. And here's the forward.
"I can't believe that we have ever knowingly met anyone that can be this vicious."
And here it is in reverse.
I'm the only one.
So I'm the only one who could be that vicious. Okay? Then she says a very strange statement in this little clip here, which has got many commentators questioning what she said in forwards. She says she feels that there's at least two people out there who know who committed this crime.
Right.
Killer, and some of that person may have confided in. So how did she know there's two people out there? That's the big question. Anyway, so here's the forward.
"We feel like there are at least two people on the face of this earth that know who did this, and that is the killer and someone that person may have confided in."
Okay, so she refers to the killer as that person, okay? The killer and someone that person may have confided in. Backwards, she says two things. The first one says, "I'm that person."
Wow.
Again.
"I'm
pretty straightforward."
Yeah.
And then she says a statement, which I'm going to pick up on as we go through. She says, "Seen that rape."
Seen that rape.
Now, JonBenet had been sexually interfered with. The medical examination showed that. All sorts of rumors was circulating around that time. But what this reversal points out is two things. A, there was a rape, the Patsy witness, okay? And she is the person who she identifies as the killer. Now, we have this reversal here. Unfortunately, the audio is not good on this, but I'm going to play it because it's a very significant reversal. So here's the forward.
Your Honor, it was the day after Christmas, so we were going to go visiting.
And the reversal is, I struck her head. And again. Do you hear that there?
Yeah, I do.
And JonBenet was hit with the heavy instrument on the head.
Yeah.
So here we have Patsy saying, I'm the only one. I'm that person. Seen that rape. I struck her head. And here we have another one.
I'm Patsy Ramsey,
JonBenet's mother. I'm Patsy Ramsey, JonBenet's mother. And she says, and I planned the note. Now, the note she's talking about is the ransom note that they found in the house sitting on the stairs.
I heard a little bit more than I planned the note. I certainly did hear I planned. There's something else in there in the middle, David, I think, another syllable or two. See if you hear anything else in there. It has to do with creating the note, but I don't know what it is. See if you hear anything else.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's the note.
It says, almost it sounds like my wife planned the note, but that's not it. My wife planned the note. See if the syllables match. My wife planned the note. Five.
Okay. Ah! You know what it is? I can't believe I've never heard this before. My lie planned.
My lie. I can't hear it clearly. There it is.
Okay. Play it again. My lie planned the note.
There it is.
There it is. Oh, there you go. Once you got the words, it's obvious, isn't it, Jeff?
Yep.
You just got to... Yeah, I knew, good there ears. Was a, good
there
ears.
Was, thank you. There was another syllable in there, and I knew it had to do with this.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
My lie planned
the note. Let's play the whole lot again. Here's the forward.
I'm Patsy Ramsey from the mother.
And my lie planned the note. My lie.
Jeez.
All right.
Never
now,
have we had... go ahead.
She's talking about the ransom note that was a long, rambling note of demanding $118,000 in ransom, which is a pitifully small amount, and is also the exact figure of John Ramsey, JonBenet's father's, the Christmas bonus.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And Patsy could not be excluded as a handwriter of the note, according to the police. Now, I read a book, I got the book in my bookcase here, about a handwriting and expert who laid out a very convincing case that Patsy had actually written the ransom note, and my lie planned the note. So we know that she saw a rape. We know that she's the only one who could be that vicious. We know she struck her on the head, and we know she planned the note. Okay? All right. This is another one that uses the word rape. Play this.
We want to thank those people that care about us.
Okay, this is John, the father, and he says, our rape hurt.
Our rape hurt. Our rape hurt.
Oh, there we go.
That's O-U-R, our rape hurt. And he didn't say her, but that was it, yeah.
Yeah, our rape hurt.
Our rape hurt. Our rape hurt. Our rape hurt.
So who is our? Well, here we have an interesting reversal on Patsy. Listen to this.
You know, it just wasn't registering,
And she says, John and the rest of them are so sick. It's so sick. Okay, fairly long one. You have to listen carefully. I'll say it again. John and the rest of them are so sick. It's so sick. Can you hear that, or is that too long, Jeff?
No, I got it. It's all there.
Yeah, I'll play it one more time. So I think Patsy was being molestly JonBenet was being sexually interfered with by John and people who are unknown.
It was a part of the... David, it was the cult. The cult did it. She was in the cult. They sacrificed her to the cult.
It's in every city
in this country. It's pedophilia, satanic pedophilia.
Yep.
God.
We've got some more reversals on this case when we come back.
All right. It's all there, folks. It's all there. Just amazing. That is the most graphic admission, thanks to reverse speech, of who done it you're ever going to hear. Jeez.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, let's get right back to it with David John Oates and the wonderful world, the amazing world of reverse speech. And I know some of you are thinking, why don't police departments use this? Well, some do, but very few, and they all should have it as a tool. Is it admissible in court? Not yet. However, a few good decisions by some judges could set it as a precedent, and it could be allowed, as it should be, formal evidence. The point is, though, it'll open doors for investigators who are trying to solve crimes if they would just use this, and some do. Some do.
Yeah, there's actually a ruling on the books as a result of the Judas Priest case where the judge ruled that the backward messages did exist. So there's been a legal precedent already set, but no one's picked it up and run with it. Yep, anyway. All right, let us move on, and here we have, I think it's Patsy.
We were just frantic, and I immediately dialed the police and 911, and he was trying to calm me down, and I said our child had been kidnapped.
Okay, now this one says this is also another long one. Sealed the bad here, your lady mannequin.
Sealed the bad, yeah, your lady mannequin.
There it is.
Sealed the bad, yeah, your lady mannequin.
And again.
Sealed the bad, yeah, your lady mannequin.
Okay, two things I want to pick up on. For start, what does she mean by sealed the bad here? Okay, we're going to get to that in a sec. Okay, and your lady mannequin, well, JonBenet was a mannequin. I mean, that's how she was dressed up, dolled up to the hilt.
You know what I might also suggest? She may be describing herself. She's a mannequin going through the motions of trying to cover this up, like an automaton.
Interesting, because she does say, "Your lady mannequin."
Not a child, lady. She may be self-describing. She's obviously deep in shame. Beyond shame. This is really horrible to hear.
Yeah.
But I think that she may be describing herself as acting like a mannequin.
I've never heard that take on it before. Yeah,
just a thought.
All right, so sealed the bad here. Okay, so let's go to the next seal. Okay?
Well, I read it very fast. I was out of my mind. It said, don't call the police, that type of thing. Told Patsy to call the police.
He's talking about the ransom note, and Okay, and this reversal says, sealed the lock.
Sealed the lock. Sealed the lock. Sealed the lock.
Now, what does that mean? Well, the body of JonBenet Ramsey was found in a sealed, locked room in the basement. Okay? And there was something about the rust on the lock that indicated, I can't remember what it was now. No, I can't remember. There was something about the lock itself. So sealed the bad here, sealed the lock. Here's another one about the lock.
People we haven't seen for years have come to call and be supportive.
This one says, the lock with muck.
The lock with muck. The lock with muck.
Yeah, there you go.
The lock with muck.
There's something about the lock in the room. It was an old lock. I can't remember what it was now. But anyway, so the body was sealed in a room in the basement of the house. And, I missed out this reversal when I was talking about the rape. Okay, here's another one.
To sit there and wait by ourselves.
This one says, sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up, rapist.
Sliced her up. Great, this is Thursday.
She was garrotted, had all these horrible wounds on her neck. So John's identifying himself as a rapist. Patsy's identifying herself as a killer, and she struck JonBenet on the head, sealed the body in a locked room of the house, and then set about to convince everyone of their innocence. So let's talk about their plan to convince everyone. So here's Patsy.
Then I dialed some of our very closest friends, and they didn't even ask. I just said, come.
This reversal says, this is a plan.
This is a plan. This is a plan.
There it is. So why did she ring her friends? Well, it was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're setting the scene.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
And then John says this.
To those of you who may want to ask, let me address it very directly. I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet. There have also been innuendos that she has been or was sexually molested. I can tell you those were the most hurtful innuendos to us as a family.
Here he says, gotta sell you.
Gotta sell him, you.
So we have no grief or remorse here.
What is he? What did he say, David? Gotta tell you? I heard a T in there. Gotta tell you.
Oh, did you? Oh, I had it as sell. But you're
okay.
Hearing tell? Okay, let's do it again.
Gotta sell him, you.
See, I can hear both. I'm slipping on that one.
No problem. No, it's either way, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway, but if you do hear it a sell, well, he's selling you on the story. And here's another one.
Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, what do you want to say to the killer of your daughter?
We'll find you. We will find you. I have that as a sole mission for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, that's what O.J. Simpson said, too. And he says, we now fool you.
We now fool you.
Wow.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
There's nothing here.
Nope.
He's just telling a story, you know. This is the plan. Get all the friends around. We've got to sell you on what we've done. And here's another one.
At least up until yesterday, it was just any time spent looking at us is time to twist. And that in part is why we brought in an investigative team as well. To immediately look in other directions. And I know there are other directions being looked at.
And this one says, I done it. It's a show you're running.
Your show you're running.
Just a little bit precise. I don't know. These are all pretty straightforward, aren't they, Jeff? They lay it out very, very clearly.
Where?
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, devastatingly.
What they did, yep. And I got two more reversals. This is John Bonet, not John Bonet, John's ex-wife.
Hold on, question.
Okay.
Is John a child abuser?
No, he is not. He's affectionate, kind, and very gentle.
Any suggestions from other family, other friends, girlfriends, and so on? Does that may be the case?
No, there has never been any other suggestion from any other source.
And this one says we're lying in their defense.
Oh, that's,
there you go.
That's probably her talking about the group, the cult. These are organized. These are very well organized people, if you can call them people. So I would say that that's what she's talking about. We're lying in their defense. She's covering for them.
Yep.
They're part of it. This is a very ugly story. Wow. Hold on, David. We have to pause. You got one more after this, you say?
That's all the Ramsey reversals.
Okay.
I've got
right.
some miscellaneous good. UFO
good
ones.
Good timing.
Of interest.
Yeah, very good. Those are just staggering. Just staggering. I remember when you first brought them on the program. This is the case. I mean, you busted this case wide open.
Yep. Been on my site for 17 years.
Unbelievable. All right, hang on, we'll be back. Okay, and here we are back with David. Just some remarkable things we've heard tonight. The Ramsey case, again, David really solved and resolved the entire thing. While people were still talking and yammering, he was all over it. And reverse speech just showed these people to be sick,
yep.
evil, sick people. They sacrificed children, even their own children. They sacrificed them. To these satanic ritual abuse cults. And they're in it. They're in it.
Yep. And I think that's what we're dealing with. John and the rest of them are so sick. It's so sick.
Yeah.
Reversal pretty much sums it up.
Sure did. Wow.
All right, let me get some contact information out, if that's okay.
Please do, David, yes.
Software and the app. For those of you who are patiently waiting for the app, we're developing an app for the iPhone and iPad. It's also going to be made available for Android in a couple of months. We're about 2 weeks away from that being ready. So it's a free download for limited functions and $5 for a full functioning version. So it's very inexpensive. Go to my website. There's a form. You just scroll down the bottom. You'll see a little link if you're interested in the app to put name down, and we'll email you as soon as it's released. Of course, we have the software, professional editing software that does everything a professional reverse speech person would need. It's on the website. Website is reversespeech.com, and our offices are in Oregon, and the phone number, if you've got a pen there, is 503-919-3752. 503-919-3752. And that's our office number. If you want to get a hold of us, maybe you're interested in a home study course or books or private session work. If you really want to go and do some changes on yourself, anyway, we'll We'll talk about session work in some future show. All right. I want to play in the last few remaining minutes. I've got some interesting reversals. Do you know the story of Travis Walton, Jeff?
I'm sure of course. Yeah, oh, yeah. I've met Travis, yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so they made a movie out of it, wasn't it? Fire in the Sky, wasn't it?
Fire in the Sky. He was very unhappy about the movie.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
All right.
They took off with it and just left him in the dust and did what they wanted.
Oh, right, okay. All right, well, I got two reversals on Travis Walton. He was the first one.
Very good. It's a very featureless environment, very clean.
And here he says, see fear, they are the ships.
See fear, they are the ships. See fear, they are the ships.
You hear that one? So that would tend to support his story.
Yeah, play that again, please. This is important. He's talking about ship, meaning obviously this spacecraft, whatever it was.
Yeah, spacecraft. So I can't hear the fours. I can't hear what he's saying. Fours, actually.
Well, he's going to say science fiction. A very featureless environment, very clean.
See fear, they are the ships.
I'd have to study that one for a while. He's saying something about it, but I don't know what it is. But it's a truly classic story. Travis Walton, for those of you who don't know, was in a truck with I think four other guys. I think they were working on a logging company job. Yeah. Anyway, they were in the woods. In, was it Northern Arizona? I can't remember. At any rate, he was abducted, just pulled up and gone, missing for 3 days, I think, something like that. You can find the story. It's there. Yeah. Travis Walton.
Very well-known case. Okay, here's the second reversal I got on Travis Walton.
The focal point of the fear that I had in the whole aftermath of the experience was those eyes looking into me.
And here he says, I warn that I had a brief.
I warn that I had a brief. I warn that I had a brief. I warn that I had a brief.
I warn that I had a breach. In other words,
a brief by the military?
A brief or a breach?
Oh, are you hearing breach?
I'm not sure. Let's try that again.
Let's do it again.
It's brief.
It's brief, of course. And there was a little static on the line just then. He had a brief. He was debriefed by the military.
That's what I figured it meant.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he was debriefed by the military. So with those two reversals, would support his story, okay? Here we have a couple on Betty Hill, Betty and Barney Hill.
Nice people they were, very nice.
Oh yeah, you knew them?
Nope, but I knew of them, and everybody I know who knew them said they were really nice people.
Yeah. So here's Betty Hill. Let's run this.
No conversation with Barney. I enjoyed myself.
And here she says, she has the mark on forever.
She has the mark on forever. She has the mark on forever.
And again.
Yeah.
She has the mark on forever.
Yeah.
She referring to herself.
In third person, yeah.
Third person.
Yeah, she does have the mark
on. She's marked forever.
Yep.
Marked forever by her experience.
Indeed. All right. Okay, hold on a sec. We'll pause, David, do our last break, and come right back with more in just a couple minutes. Okay, I'm back with David. By the way, if you would play the Betty Hill reversal again, I'll tell you what she's talking about. Possibly.
Okay, all right. Okay, so here's the Betty Hill one again.
No conversation with Bonnie. I enjoyed myself.
No conversation. It was all telepathic. I enjoyed myself. So she wasn't traumatized or frightened like a lot of people are, and was treated, I guess, fairly well. That's what she's saying. Huh. But now, let's see what the reversal said.
Okay, she has the mark on forever.
She has the mark on forever.
Nice and clear.
She has the mark on forever.
Yeah.
Now, this is... Okay, that's extremely clear. During the abduction, this may or may not apply, the dress that Betty wore was found to be covered in some kind of a pink powder-like substance.
Huh.
And she took the dress and shook it off, but it left pink stains permanently on the dress.
Huh, interesting.
Marked.
Huh. Yeah, solid, yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. There's one of them. And here's another one. Yep. And there's a whole lot more I've got on these. I just picked out a couple of the best ones in case we ran out of time, which we did.
We got 10 minutes here.
Yeah, okay. So here we have another one on Betty Hill.
During the week, if I wanted to, I would be able to remember the star map.
Star map? I think that's what you said. You had to remember.
If I wanted to, I'd be able to remember the star map.
Right. And she says, they know of it. They will learn.
They know of it. They will learn.
Sorry?
I think she's talking about the military.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I heard the reversal. They know of it, they will learn.
They know of it. They know of it.
Isn't that an interesting way she says that? They will learn. Like, they're going to learn.
It's got that there. Yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, but I'll play it again, folks. Listen to the tonality.
They know of it. They will learn.
Oh, yeah.
They know of it. They will learn.
Yeah.
They know of it. They will learn.
Yeah, so there you go. So, couple on Betty Hill. I'll get some more together for the next show. I've got a lot more than this in my files that one of my analysts found, and I only picked a couple of them for the clearest ones. I didn't think we'd run out of time. Okay, so let us look at a couple now on Assad. Okay, here we go.
First of all, they have rockets. They've been throwing rockets on Damascus for months
that carry chemical weapons.
Rockets in general. They have the means. Second, the sarin gas that they've been talking about for the last 2 weeks is very primitive gas.
And this one says, I need acid.
I need acid.
I don't know whether he's going to destroy his chemical weapons with reversal like that. And here's another one on the star that'll make you a little bit worried. Yeah,
but you're not a signatory to the chemical warfare.
Not yet, agreed.
Why not?
Because Israel has WMD and it has to sign, and Israel occupying our land. So that's why we talk about Middle East, not Syria, not Israel. It should be comprehensive.
Do you consider chemical warfare equivalent to nuclear warfare?
I don't know. We haven't tried either.
Yeah, but you know, you're a head of state and you understand the consequences of
weapons
that don't discriminate.
Technically,
that
they're
are beyond.
Technically, they're not the same, but morally, it's the same.
Here he says, I want the nuclear on my response. Right there. There's an extra syllable in there. So, if he's attacked, he wants to respond with nuclear weapons. So, I don't know what serious stage of nuclear development. What are they doing? Are they developing nuclear weapons?
Not Syria.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, they could buy one.
Right.
But they're not building them.
Okay.
All right, here we have another one on the sound.
Have amassed one of the largest supplies of a chemical weapon in the world.
To have or not to have is a possibility.
And this one says, they hope I move out.
I hope I move out. I hope I move out.
Yeah, nice and clear.
I hope I move out.
They do hope he moves out. I don't think he's going to, though. Okay. All right, couple other miscellaneous reversal, and then I've finished all the ones I had for today's show.
Okay.
One on Harry Reid, affordable health care.
Yes.
What this is all about is Obamacare. They are obsessed. I don't know what other word I can use. They are obsessed with this Obamacare thing. It's working now, and it'll continue to work, and people will love it even more than they do now by far. So they have no right to pick and choose.
And here I don't know what this one would mean. It says they're owned by it.
They're owned by it. They're owned by it.
Oh, yeah.
They're owned by it.
They're owned by it. I don't know. Is Obamacare is it such a big monster that they can't get rid of it? Probably. Maybe that's what it means.
It sounds like it. Let's do that again. I've got an idea here. Play that again. Will you please? Forward and backwards.
Here's the forward.
What this is all about is Obamacare. They are obsessed. I don't know what other word I can use. They are obsessed with this Obamacare thing. It's working now, and it'll continue to work, and people will love it even more than they do now by far. So they have no right to pick and choose.
They're owned by it.
They're owned by it. You're on fire. You're on fire.
What's your thoughts, Jeff?
They're owned by it. He may be talking about the public being owned by Obamacare because it's one of the biggest outrages. The public is not going to get rid of it unless the Democrats and Republicans looking ahead. See, the elections here, I don't know if you remember, the midterm elections are in 2014. Obamacare either has to go away completely or the Democrats are going to take it right between the eyes next November. So there's something going on here. They're owned by it. I don't know how to quite figure that out. But he is something else. They're going to love it even more than they do already, he said. Jeez. Nobody loves it. Nobody. It's really a
disaster.
It's that and then some.
Here we have.
Harry Reid is in trouble in Nevada. He's got Obamacare smeared all over him, and he's not going to get that washed off. And he's facing re-election next November, and he could easily be beaten on the basis of this outrage, this disaster, this catastrophe called Obamacare. So he's trying to make it sound like everybody, people love it. They're going to love it even more. So he's really already starting to shuffle. And he's worried.
Oh yeah, the public's owned by it. The public has become its slave.
Yeah, that's what it may be.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I agree with that. Okay. Here we have a reversal on. This is a discussion on Obamacare on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
We are taking applications on the web, on the phone. We'll be giving monthly reports, but I can tell you we've had. Not only lots of web hits, hundreds of thousands of accounts created. We have
hundreds of thousands of people have signed up.
Of accounts created, which means that then they're going to go shopping. John, this is like
what
a kayak site where you might check out what plane you want to get on.
So it says, this name's stupid.
This name's stupid. This name's stupid. This name's stupid.
Oh, actually, no, this man's stupid is what it says.
Let's hear.
This means stupid.
Anyway. Yeah. Now, who's she talking about, do you think?
I don't know. Doesn't say. Hang on, let's play the forwards again. We'll see what we can...
Where is it in the forwards, if you can tell me?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Well, look, we'll run the whole lot back. We'll find it.
All right.
If I still get a grin, this means stupid. Yeah, you're
right
created, which means that then they're going to go
get a grin.
This means stupid. Yeah, you're smashed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so what's she saying forward?
Of accounts created, which means that then they're going to go shopping. John, this is like
What? She's sick. John, the host, is stupid.
That man's stupid. Yeah, arrogance.
Then she addresses
him
next.
Yep.
Then she addresses him next.
Yeah, very good. Did you get that story I sent you about the 11-year-old?
Yes, I did. I meant to comment on that. Sorry.
Go ahead. We have about 2 minutes. It's about 11-year-old Scottish, 10-year-old Scottish boy who can speak in reverse. He can speak backwards. Now, that's really not what we're doing here tonight, but it's interesting. It's just his brain is wired, so he's able to speak backwards. And then when go ahead.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of similar stories over the years to our office of people who claim they can do that. So it's rare, but it does occur.
It's fun because, you know, he can speak backwards if he wants to, and then when that backwards is played forwards, he sounds normal. He's speaking forward.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it is. It's a fun thing. But I didn't want people to think it really had anything to do with what we're doing here. It's a different.
All right. And
it would be fun to get some of when he speaks backwards, to reverse those and see if you can reverse that. Oh, anyway, I'm getting crazy. We wonder. He's an interesting young man. All right, we've had a wonderful time tonight, David.
It's been a great bunch of reversals.
Just really
those
remarkable.
Those Ramsey ones are devastating, aren't they?
Oh, they just leave your jaw hanging. Thank you very much. You be well, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yep, okay. See you, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
That was really something. Okay, hope you enjoyed it, and hope you enjoy your weekend. We'll be back with you Sunday night with our best of course, and Rents Radio, the network, runs right on through the weekend for you. In the meantime, take care and think good thoughts. Talk to you soon.